Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoin on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Let the bad guy win every once in a while. When it go round and circle.
I think I've mentioned this before, Martin, that if I didn't have this job, I would be working at Kenilwood, and I'd be out there for like that League of Nations in the morning where all different breeds, they just kind of walk around. It's just the greatest atmosphere ever. Kenilwood is where it's at. This is not a spot or anything, but...
Do they have food?
No, they don't. Okay. But let me just say this. So we're going to go out of town for a little bit, and Monique's mom is a little bit older, and we just want to make sure the dogs get just great care. So we're going to drop them off at Kenilwood. So I call over there, and they said, would you like for Jackson and Ted a cabana? I said, yeah, that'd be great. And then would you like playtime with other dogs and playtime with humans? I said, well, sometimes they don't play great with other dogs, but definitely with humans. So they're going to get a cabana for about 7 or 8 days. And then we just got in the mail from Kenilwood where we take them to get groomed. We would like to wish Jackson a very happy birthday with many years to come.
What happened when you and Monique would go out of town without the kids when they were like in grade school or high school? Did you put this much thought into their care when you left? Or
the kids?
Not.
No, they're home alone.
Fend for yourself. Get some TV dinners.
I want to see Frank's list that he gives to Kenilwood. Okay, Jackson and Ted are on season 2 of Handmaid's Tale. And typically, right around midnight, we usually have some spaghetti and meatballs, like the normal routine for those dogs.
Absolutely.
I like when they give you the report card.
Yes.
When you come back.
The best.
It tells you how you're doing.
And if they get like a C, you know they were really bad, because they just want to give A's, right?
Yeah, if they play well with others.
Oh, gosh, that's the best.
All right, 11 o'clock hour, time to tee it up.
Time to tee up the hot topics. It's 5 for Frank. Brought to you by Greenville University, a liberal arts institution, just 45 miles from St. Louis.
I'm going to tell you about this reality show that I'm pitching, and you tell me if you want to watch.
All right.
The camera is inside the home of George and Kellyanne Conway. Do you want to watch what they talk about at dinner, breakfast? So George Conway, married to Kellyanne Conway.
The worst basher of Trump of all.
He now is advocate. So his wife, Kellyanne Conway, is Trump's spokesperson. George Conway can't stand Trump and is now advocating on Twitter that, and I think he's some kind of political pundit, but he's advocating that Trump be tested for mental illness. And he's serious about his campaign. It's not a snarky tweet. I know we had
James Carville
and Matlin.
Mary Matlin.
But this seems a little more extreme, doesn't it?
Well, I don't know. Carville was so outrageous and witty and fun, and she was just so far to the freaking right. I think it's pretty similar.
Can you come home if you're Kellyanne Conway? Hey, honey, want to grab a bite to eat? Without saying, you tweeted what? And do you really think Trump doesn't address it with her? As much as he's on Twitter.
Well, yeah, but he needs her.
But don't you think he is commenting on it to her or bringing it up as
a topic?
I'm
sure he calls them that blankety-blank husband of yours. But that's incredible.
Isn't that weird?
Because her whole mission in life is to defend and rationalize everything he does, and then her husband does this. That is crazy.
Now, I have a friend in Chicago who is probably to the right of Rush Limbaugh, and his wife is probably to the left of Hillary. And so
how does that work?
He told me on election day they just make a pact not to go. Because he says
not to vote?
Yeah, because he says she's going to counter everything I do. I'm going to counter everything. Like they're completely at opposite ends. Somehow it works. He grew up suburban Chicago and they had guns and fishing and hunting and all that, but she's really anti-gun. So this is years ago. They live near Wrigley. The kids are really little, but the house gets broken into, townhome. So the police come, and they're filing a report, and he's sitting there with his wife, and the police officer said, okay, what's missing? And she said, well, some jewelry was sitting out, and then he said, well, a couple of handguns are missing. And she said, well, that's not possible. We don't have any.
Oh, no.
And he said, no, actually, we do, and they were rather expensive. So not as expensive as the marriage counseling.
Oh,
it's the craziest. So I guess it does happen.
Yeah.
Not just in D.C.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a little extreme. All right, Frank, what's going on with Josh Hader? In the first half of the season, the Brewers closer gave up 7 homers, which is a little high, 43 in the third innings. Since the All-Star break, 6 home runs, in 12 and two-thirds innings.
Wow.
Is it possible that you'd rather have movement than velocity?
Definitely in his case, because he's still, it's almost like the Waka thing a little bit, who's still throwing 97 and getting rocked. But that's crazy because there were times where he looked like Andrew Miller in his prime. I mean, like, looked about as unhittable as a left-handed relief pitcher could be.
Yeah, I would have guessed that he's going to be like a Chapman. Like, nobody will ever really touch the guy. Didn't the Cardinals go, like, 5 years without a run off Chapman? Something
insane. I don't
think
they still scored against him. I think
did
still
Jose
scoreless?
Martinez have a good at-bat against him or something?
He yeah. might have.
I think he did.
Sounds like a Cardinal postgame. Well, that at-bat by Jose, he really battled. I think it was like 4 or 5 years where they didn't score off. That's what Hader looked like. But now they can't even use him as a closer. And it could be wrong, but the Brewers do have that feel. Like, they're just going to kind of, even more so than the Cardinals, fade a little bit or tread water at best.
The Cardinals haven't scored a run against Chapman since 2011.
Okay, it's not that long.
What about against Hader? Did anybody have a... I thought we hit him.
Somebody took him deep, right?
Seems like Jose.
I know. Oh, okay. I thought you meant Aroldis when he asked for the Martinez at bat. Martinez was robbed.
Against Hader on opening day.
Yes.
Of course, that was our narrative, Frank, with our reports that night. Hey, that almost got out of the park. 6-2-2 cards. Okay, you are Michael Wacha. How in tune are you with what people are saying, or the idea that nobody wants you pitch? Are you even aware of that?
Yeah, I probably have a good idea. Yeah, because I'm a young guy, you know, 26 years old probably, and I can't get away from Twitter. I try to stay away from it, but I know that St. Louis is not exactly endorsing this start.
Yeah, I think it'd be impossible to not know, especially your team didn't really want you. I mean, they made it kind of tentative for a while, TBA, and then they turned to you out of necessity. It would be hard not to know. And I mean, I'm rooting for him. Wouldn't it be a great story if he was lights out tonight?
Yeah,
or you
would
think
be.
that would be false hope?
No,
If you're a wet blanket, you're probably thinking, oh, no, don't be great tonight because then they'll give you another start. But I would say, who cares? If you get a great start, it's worth it.
5 innings, 2 runs.
Frank,
you guys are not buying it, are you?
No.
I can't.
No, I'm selling that.
All right, Frank, true or false? Soccer guy is going to become unbearable around here. If we don't check him a little bit, love soccer, love the MLS. But there's a whole lot of finger wagging if you're not a true soccer guy. I mentioned it with the St. Louis FC. You can't say ST Louis FC. You have to spell it out. If you don't show MLS highlights on a regular basis, or if you tweet Taylor Twellman while he's doing a game, you get called out. This is just a public service announcement. Wouldn't it help everyone if the soccer guy that certainly loves the game more than some of us just needs to stand down a little bit?
Yeah.
That would help everyone.
Well,
it'll make your game more likable, too.
I'm a little guilty. I went to Stein Mart last night and bought some scarves.
Did you?
I'm going to go to some Dick's Sporting Goods, buy some Sambas today.
Maybe Mo will be at the press conference wearing a scarf.
I like it.
All right, number 5. I was at CBC yesterday talking about the DeSmet.
Shocking.
CBC. Here's what's really...
He didn't go to DeSmet. He went to CBC for one-sided coverage.
No, Charlie went to DeSmet, I believe, on Monday or Tuesday. So we want to, or fair and balanced at Fox, we wanted to have both sides. Although journalistic integrity might have been a question. I was wearing a CBC golf shirt while doing the interview. Be like somebody for ABC News doing their live report at the White House wearing a Make America Great hat.
No, that's impossible. They
Correct.
Could be wearing an Elizabeth Warren hat.
Well, that's okay.
They could be wearing Bernie Sanders hat. It would be impossible if anybody in network news had something pro-Trump. Impossible.
Although, tangent here, if I were Chris Cuomo, I'd be wearing like a shirt that says Fredo. He should own that or have fun with it a little bit.
Well, I tell you, it may be past that. Because when you look like such a blank...
You can't have fun with it, yeah.
Yeah, you're just... Boy, I'd be interested to see what it does to his popularity.
All right, so I'm on the CBC campus, and I'm talking to Scott Pingle, their tremendous coach, who was with us the other day. Just an incredible winning record. I've always thought of him... at the high school level, like a Mike Martz, where he's just cerebral and he's dialing up these game plans. But he said, we're going to be kind of like underdogs this year, and people are overlooking.
Yeah.
Can I sell you?
That's the Saban approach.
Can
yeah.
I, Frank, can I sell you on? And I talked to him off camera. I said, nobody's going to buy this. And then the kid, we talked to Tyler Dixon, one of their seniors, said, I think we're real underdogs this year. We lost so many seniors. They lost a tremendous class, Frank. Can I sell you on CBC football as the underdog this year?
See John Calipari for trying to act like the underdog and all this youth. He's 118-21. He's 118-21.
But they lost a lot, Frank.
Now, that's the Saban approach. Like, you guys just think we just crap out another quarterback when everyone gets certain goals. Yeah, you do. You've done it before.
We do. In fact, you've proven that over the years.
I'm confident that your recruiting at CBC reloaded things.
Whoa. I'm with you guys. It's going to be a tough battle this year. We'll see what we can do in the opening week. Lou Holtz was the best at that. Every week it was going to be a team that they just couldn't match up with. It didn't matter. All right, Five for Frank, brought to you by our friends at Greenville University. Had a nice visit with those folks yesterday. They were in town. Great marketing team. And thanks to our friends at Tani.
Oh, boy, do they have good food. What did you think of that little those ribs I gave you?
The spare rib?
Oh,
really good. Yeah. And then the Oh My God roll.
It comes
sushi,
out flaming.
Comes out on fire. Very good.
Brian, you're a sushi guy, right?
No? I prefer it. No. I guess more grilled.
But theirs is just.
That's a no.
Theirs is just so good.
And that location, it's pretty hip. Tani, it's like you're in Chicago or New York.
Frank and Martin, I've heard true Italians call spaghetti sauce gravy. Is that true? And where would I get the best homemade meatballs in the area? And that leads us to Kemal's Restaurant, because you can get our homemade meatballs with all of our sauces and cheese on top. I think you get six of them for like $5. I'm talking about the best happy hour buy in the St. Louis area. There's nothing like happy hour Kemal's, where all the appetizers are half price. You can get the chicken. Let's see. We have what is that called? The brochettes. Oh, that's unbelievable. We have the fried spinach. We have the cheese bread. And then you want to go back and have dinner and have some of our cannelloni and our toasted ravs and our lasagna and all the great steaks. It's the Kemal's Chop House. We've just moved to Westport. We've just started opening up for lunch. You will absolutely love it. And the happy hour, it's the best bargain in St. Louis. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.